Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at RTE.ie. Aer Lingus have a new lost and found system. It's called WeReturnIt.com. James Bourke, you left your passport on the plane, France to Dublin. So it was in Dublin last Sunday. When did you score? Well, I presume you discovered our immigration that you'd no passport.
Yeah, so I discovered an immigration. I didn't have it, and
Why didn't you try and run back out?
Because basically I was patting out my pockets and everything, looking for it, and your woman had asked if you have any other IDs. So I had other government IDs and cards and everything. She asked to see me Facebook and everything, and basically clarified that it was me. And just at the time, I put my blazer and my suitcase up in the above storage, and I just came to the conclusion that it's in my suitcase until I got outside and realised it wasn't.
And you got through without your passport?
Well, I had the passport ID card thing, the additional one.
So where is your booklet? Was lost. Okay, so your passport, you know it's on the plane because you got on with it. So
yes.
So you not just go to a desk and say, can someone phone out to the plane, and if someone's walking in?
Well, genuinely wasn't concerned, because I know, if you lose something on a plane, it's not going to go anywhere. Or if you lose something airside in the in the airport, that nothing's going to happen, really. You know, I sort of had confidence. Plus, I had someone waiting outside the terminal as well, so, and I was given a lift to three other people. So, you know, I didn't really have the time. I wasn't pushing out. That was my mistake, as it turns out. But, and then when I went up to ring customer service, got the wrap around about seven times. They put me through to the DAA. And airport security, they all told me the same. If it's on the plane, it's Aer Lingus's area. You have to get on to them. And basically, after a while, just pressing all the options on the customer service for Aer Lingus. And then next thing, I get put through to a call centre. And they're like, we're returnit.com, but we don't deal with Dublin. You have to fill out a form and everything like this. And I was like, is this Aer Lingus? And they were like, no, it's a different company. So, you know, that just started raising flags for me. Basically, me going, where the hell is my passport then? So as it turns out, they handed over to this company called WeReturnIt.com. Right. When you go onto their website, you see they deal with multiple airlines. So, I came to the conclusion that, Aer Lingus are outsourcing the lost and found. And, you know, lost and found passports was the first thing that came into my head. It's like, how can they outsource something that's that important? Because government documents. And scrolling through the website, it says, if you don't claim within 31 days, they'll bin it or they'll sell it. You know, so just in the area I work in, we deal with, legal and GDPR and everything like that. And basically, I just started looking it up, and I was like, I don't know who's handling my passport. They're not in Dublin. They're not in Dublin. The crowd are in Dublin, but they're not in Dublin Airport. So I'm thinking, the people who are handling my passport, are they even Garda Veszed? You know, because I full trust that the cleaners on the plane and the air stewards and everything, I full and, confidence.
By the way, have you got your passport back?
No, so you fill in this form and you wait for a phone call.
And how much does it cost? Because now you have to pay, don't you?
So it's up to €60 you can pay to get your items back.
Okay.
And my problem here is I don't know who's handling my passport at the moment. And I mean, I've 2 years left on my passport. What's the point of paying up to £60 if I can just get a new passport? But what I am concerned about is what happens to my passport. Because I don't want someone to just throw it in a bin. You know, I'm pretty sure that's not how it works. When it comes to anyone finding the passport, they hand it into the passport office. If it's already been cancelled, they incinerate it. So it's more, I'm concerned about my information on my passport.
So hang on, they're saying if we find your passport, we return it. Where are you reading that if you don't claim it within 31 days, it's sold or binned? Where's that?
It's on their main website. Now, I believe they're not going to sell my passport, obviously, but in terms of your items. So, for example, if you lost your iPad and you don't claim it within 31 days, they're going to sell that.
Oh, they have different... I'm going down to their website now. £60 to if they find your laptop. £30 if they find your MP3. It'll cost you £20 if they find your passport. £40 if they find your camera.
Yeah, so again, but if people don't realise, and, you know, they don't... For me to find out now, that was the guts of, you know, a day looking around and asking questions and everything to find it. If that person isn't in Ireland, they do not have a hope of getting onto that website and getting their items back. And that's a concern there. But again, they're going to sell on a camera or a laptop. You know, a laptop has a lot of personal information like that. And they'll probably come back and say, oh, we wiped the laptop. But again, you know, it's very hard to completely
wipe. Well, let Inga say that this is, we Return is a company specialising in processing of lost property. It's a more efficient service than obviously the one they had of retrieving any lost property items. The partnership has been in place since last year. Aer Lingus makes no money from the service, nor is it saving any costs. Well, if they had staff in the lost property office, what happened to them? Is it simply a means of, it is simply a means of increasing the quality of our service, and it has worked. There you are now. Aer Lingus are saying it's grand. What's the problem?
Again, they're able to say that, but in terms of a passport, you can't. If I was to go back, I would not be able to get that off Aer Lingus. You simply, once you're past the point of no return, when you're in arrivals, then you've basically gone into, it's going to cost you €20. And it's basically, they should have to hand in passports and any government documents. Because again, the air stewards and cleaners, they have to go through, they have to go from airside into, you know, out to the international airport. And at that stage, they should be able to hand it to an official. And again, it should go to the passport office or something like that. But I mean, it's ridiculous that it goes through all that rigmarole. And again, it's a third party. If you look on the website, the terms and conditions for Aer Lingus, again, the only permissions you give to them to go to a third party is for a service you have booked. And I never booked a service to lose my passport, obviously. So again, like, I don't trust the service at all. Plus, you know, how do we know that the people are guard vested in this company, to be honest? You know, so again, there's none of this information, and
When you rang the number, you believe it was answered in India. Are you sure it was answered in India?
No, I asked the agent. I was like, is the call centre in India?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, no, again, it's nothing to do with the guy on the phone. Please don't take us prejudice now. I've worked in customer service. Again, from my point of view, it was, you know, the money involved here, the natural thing would to be to outsource in India. You know, that was just my point of view on it.
Okay.
And again, you know, I was saying, why isn't this being handled by Aer Lingus? You know, if they're not making any money off it, I can't see it being an efficient service.
Well, they say we are neither making or saving, which is interesting. So why did you get rid of it? Okay, thanks indeed, James Bourke, 51551.